It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. CNN's Lou Dobbs was one of the original anchors when the cable news network started nearly three decades ago. Since then, he has transitioned from a host of a nightly business broadcast to populist firebrand. Yesterday evening, he told viewers of Lou Dobbs Tonight he was leaving the show immediately.
Some leaders in media, politics, and business have been urging me to go beyond the role here at CNN and to engage in constructive problem solving, as well as to contribute positively to a better understanding of the great issues of our day.
For more on Lou Dobbs' departure, we turn to NPR's David Folkenflik, who's in our New York bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, you can sort out what we just heard, because I'm not absolutely clear what that is. What is the story?
Well, it kind of goes down to this. You know, the self-styled Mr. Independent, as Mr. Dobbs calls himself each night on CNN, or has become something of a sharp ideologue in recent years. He said he was kind of radicalized by 9/11, and particularly barbed on economic issues and especially on immigration and a lot of issues that affect Latinos. You often heard his rhetoric would blur the lines between legal and illegal immigrants, and then again between illegal immigrants and those illegal immigrants who committed other explicit criminal acts. And let me give you one example. In attacking President Obama earlier this year, here he is criticizing the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Effectively, an organization that is interested in the export of American capital and production to Mexico and Mexico's export of drugs and illegal aliens to the United States.
Now, he had to apologize for that, but he said it twice during that particular show. And the severe tone there is pretty indicative of the kind of remarks he would fairly frequently make. He was even rougher in a lot of the things he'd say on his syndicated national radio show, often distorting or getting incorrect certain kinds of things. In one episode, I remember, he cited figures for leprosy that he was blaming on illegal immigrants. These figures were wildly inaccurate. And he forced his staff in reporting on that on a quest for sources that NPR and other news organizations showed to be utterly unqualified. It led to a lot of groups representing Latinos and others to call for boycotts of advertisers on his show.
Still, David, there are plenty of ideological figures on cable news. Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck of Fox on the right, Rachel Maddow, Keith Olbermann of MSNBC on the left. I mean, why is this different in that he's leaving the show now?
Well, you got to think about CNN. It's being badly beaten in the ratings. As you say, Fox has turned right with its punditry. Some would also say its story selection. MSNBC left. CNN says, hey, look, we're the guys doing it down the middle, the objective reporters. And Dobbs undermines that in two pretty key ways, both as an ideologue and also somebody presenting inaccurate or distortive reporting. For example, he indulged earlier this year the so-called birthers who tried to cast doubt on President Obama and his citizenship and right to hold office. Here's the kind of language you would have heard on Dobbs's radio and TV shows this past summer.
And seemingly the questions won't go away because they haven't been dealt with. All he has to do is just produce the original birth certificate in Hawaii.
I don't know what the reality is. Do I believe he's a citizen? Yes, I do. Absolutely.
This greatly upset CNN executives. He was cautioned. They said, you can say what you want on the radio show. Do not do this on television. And in fact, on one night when he was taking the day off with a substitute anchor, CNN ran a lengthy corrective story, essentially disproving any doubt about President Obama's citizenship. Dobbs returned to the show and soon said, hey, you know, it's legitimate to question this. There are legitimate doubts. This led to months of tensions. And in the meantime, even as CNN's ratings down, so were his own.
So Lou Dobbs Tonight, well, the show, at least Lou Dobbs is leaving the show. What's next for him and what's next for CNN?
Well, he's gone immediately. You know, Dobbs still has the radio show. He says he'll be in the public eye. There's been past speculation that he'd be perfect choice for Fox Business News or Fox News Channel. Fox spokeswoman denies, for both channels, denies any contact. Meanwhile, CNN says, look, he's gone. It'll be naming a new anchor very shortly. It's cleaned up its brand, saying, you know, we're the ones who operate independent journalism shorn of ideology. Its only challenge now is to draw those missing hundreds of thousands or millions of viewers back into the fold.
David, thanks very much.
You bet.
NPR's David Folkenflik speaking to us from New York.